So if while practicing bhakti, sometimes bad thoughts come and trouble us, what should we do? See, as I explained in the class, that just because we have decided to change the way we live, advertisers are not going to stop advertising. Similarly, the mind's patterns are not going to change immediately. Say most of us use computers. We may surf on the internet. Now, if we say use Google, then if we visit a particular site repeatedly, then what happens? Google starts doing autocomplete. You know, if I just type, if I visited india.com, say, and, or indiatimes.com, whatever, then I just start typing IN, immediately the remaining gets completed. So like that, our mind has got certain default patterns of functioning. So we start thinking, and suddenly the mind thought go here, or they go there, they go somewhere. So now, just as when the browser does an autocomplete of a link, of a site name, now we don't have to go along with that autocomplete. You know, if I want to go to some other site, even if that autocomplete is there, I reject that and I type where I want to go and I go ahead. So similarly, we can see these bad thoughts coming, like say autocompletes. But I don't have to go along with that autocomplete. So the more we dwell on the thought, the more the thought will grow. Now, just because the thought is present in the mind does not make us bad. It does not make us evil or fallen or anything like that. No, it's only when we act on the thought. So Srila Prabhupada would say, to have a wrong desire is not a problem. To act on that wrong desire is a problem. So long negative thoughts, terrible thoughts, whatever they may come in, we don't let them grow. And how do we do that? See, the best way to deal with negative thoughts is to not deal with them. What that means is, sometimes if a salesman comes along, and that salesman is very skilled. Now, if we try to convince the salesman why I don't want this product, the salesman will convince us why you want this product. So best thing is, we just don't talk with the salesman. If you start talking, they are expert at talking and they will outwit us. So like that, when the thoughts come, if we start focusing on them, even if to, no, this is not true, this is false. This is not the way I am, this is not the way I want to act, this is not the way I want to think. But the more we dwell on it, actually that desire will become stronger. That perception will become stronger. So best is to direct the thought somewhere else. And chanting is of course one powerful way. But it is not the only activity in bhakti. See, we have to find out for ourselves what is the best way I can fix the mind in Krishna. So for some of us, it may be kirtans. Just having some nice kirtan going on, or just ourselves singing some tune. For some of us, we may find some pictures of Krishna, some picture of deities very attractive. Just keep them always with us. And then whenever we feel such negative thoughts coming, turn toward them and pray to those pictures. Just look at those pictures. Or we may find maybe reciting some shlokas or hearing some classes. Whatever it is, we find can quickly direct our thoughts towards Krishna. We should have that with us regularly. So when we have that way, then when this thought starts growing, we don't let it grow. We direct our thoughts towards Krishna. And gradually, as we stop paying attention to those thoughts, the thoughts will decrease. And then eventually they will go away. It's just like, if we repeatedly don't visit a particular site, then the Google autocomplete, we're going to other sites, then autocomplete will not pop up again. Because we'll go into past remote history. So the same way, for us, we shouldn't become disheartened just because the thoughts are coming. We should say, okay, these thoughts are coming from the past, somewhere, something. I may not know also from where they are coming, but I don't have to dwell on them. And it's not possible to just say don't dwell on them. Rather, find out something positive to dwell on. And don't make it a stereotype that I have to chant only. We have to find out, according to our individual nature and interests, what is it that we can direct our thoughts towards. And then we will be able to, by neglecting those thoughts, we can counter them. Now, if some same thought patterns keep coming repeatedly, then we may use our intelligence to deal with them. That means, say, if I have a tendency to worry about something a lot, then we can use our philosophical knowledge to, okay, just write it down. Okay, this is my worry, this is my fear. And then after that, I write down, okay, but this is unlikely to happen. We can write down some rational way of countering the fear. You cannot do, may not be able to do it that time, but afterwards. And then after, when we write down, okay, if this is the problem, I can deal with it this way. But this problem is not likely to happen. Whatever it is, we can objectively write down how to address that fear. And then afterwards, if we write it down and keep it with us, then later, when that fear comes, we can just refer back to it. Yeah, this makes sense. You know, yeah, I don't have to worry so much. You know, we all are expert at giving advice to others. You know, there's nothing which we give as freely as advice. But what we can do is, we can use that tendency on ourselves. That means, yes, I have this fear. Just imagine if I have this fear, if I have this worrying tendency. So, if somebody else came to me with this worrying tendency, how would I counsel them? And then try to apply that to yourself. Now, we may consult someone else also to deal with specific issues. But that way, we can use our intelligence also to counter that worry or counter that negativity, whatever it is. But primarily it is, we don't dwell on it. If we don't dwell on it will gradually go away. And if we have something more positive to dwell on, then not dwelling on it becomes much easier. Does it address your question? Thank you. I mean, to gain the concentration.